Can Christians make a difference in our country when we show up and live out our faith? It's interesting to note that the classic 19th century hymn, Onward, Christian Soldiers, has actually been removed from some modern church hymnals because it's viewed as too militaristic, too jingoistic. Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times is the author of Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise, or America Will Fall. The very last words of her book are, Onward, Christian Soldiers. And Cheryl Chumley joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Cheryl, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Jerry, thank you for inviting me. It's very good to be with you.
Sure. So tell us about the thesis of your book. I think the subtitle sort of says it all, but I like that. Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall.
Well, that's it in a nutshell. That's basically what my book is about. And it's my premise that America is facing some dark times right now, largely because those who know best about freedom, those who understand God-given liberties, which is to say those who understand God and read the Bible, the Christian community, it's largely because this community in America has failed to speak up as they're supposed to do for the last few years.
Okay, and what does socialism have to do with any of this?
Well, socialism comes when government grows bigger, right? And so what's happened is as we move farther and farther away from the idea of rights coming from God, which is the natural consequence of Americans turning away from God and forgetting God, that leaves a void for government to enter. And that's where we're at right now. America is growing more and more secular. Fewer and fewer people are going to church. The younger generations aren't embracing biblical principles because they're not being taught them by their parents. And it's no coincidence, therefore, that government is growing bigger because it picks up where God leaves off. When people don't turn to God for solutions and provision, they turn to government for that. And that's how socialism, communism, Marxism, really collectivism creeps in.
Tell us about the origin of this book in your heart and mind. Was there any kind of event or something that made you think, oh, I got to warn people about this?
Yeah, that's funny you ask that, because it was actually about 20 years ago when a Republican, George Bush, was in the White House, and he brought forward an idea that was put into legislation called the American Dream Down Payment Act. And what it was a taxpayer-funded measure to bolster minorities buying homes in America. And when I saw that, I thought, how is that not socialism? And it just sort of opened my eyes to all the things we were doing in America that were socialist in principle, socialist in model and system, but we just weren't calling it socialist.
Okay, now how define for us socialism. And by the way, unfortunately, there's so many young Americans that actually say they prefer socialism, even in some cases to capitalism. But when you actually try and understand what they're saying, it's almost as if what they mean by socialism is sharing. But that's not what socialism is, it?
No, socialism is government force, right? And part of the premise of my book, part of what I argue, is that we in America have become distracted by defining socialism versus progressivism versus communism. Here's the thing. They're all the same, and they're all pretty much what the Democrat Party is these days. They all lead down to the same road of collectivism, which is the real enemy. Socialism, communism, Marxism, it's when you take from one to give to another, and the one who decide who does the taking and who gets the receiving is the government, some higher force. It's not voluntary, and really it's very anti-biblical, because if you're a Christian and you talk about ideas like sharing, which is why, as you rightly point out, Jerry, that the younger generation see socialism in more positive lights, they're forgetting the part in the Bible where Jesus never came and told government to distribute resources to those in need. He told individuals to do that. Feed the poor, take care of my people. That was all an individual voluntary thing that you were supposed to do out of love for. That's entirely different from the government take.
How would you assess something like the evangelical community of called Sojourners and so forth, which, by the way, I would want to give a personal anecdote. They had a magazine, I don't even remember what it was called, maybe it was even called Sojourners, and 45 years ago, I subscribed to it for 1 year. And I remember after a while, I realized, oh my goodness, here we were, and that was in the height of the Cold War. Never did they condemn anything Russia ever did or anything the communists did around the world, even in places where, you know, people were being killed and so forth. But they were always critical of America and so forth. And that was during the days of Jimmy Carter. And they weren't criticizing Jimmy Carter from the right. They were criticizing Jimmy Carter from the left. But your thoughts on Sojourners?
Well, there's this interesting and really very insidious evil that's crept into the churches and Christian community in America that suggests Jesus, if he were walking the earth today, he would be socialist. And from that ideal, they do things like cry for open borders because it's your good Christian duty to take care of those who have less, who are less fortunate. And who are we to keep out from our country those who have need? And I find this abhorrent, really. I find this kind of teaching, especially through the churches, very destructive to our founding ideals. And here's the thing, in just a few words, God, yes, represents love and compassion, right? He is love and so forth, but he's also law and order. And it was God himself who established the very first borders when he booted Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden and set up his own security force to keep them out from returning. And everything you read in the Bible is about nations that God has ordained, nations that God has raised up and punished and so forth. So borders are very biblical, and so is law and order and accountability and personal responsibility. So groups like the Sojourners and others, socialist in bent, I find them really contrary to truthful biblical teachings.
All right. The word progressives came up in this conversation. I have a bone to pick with that idea of the phrase itself, because I don't think it's accurate. The progressives, as I see it, they, and I know they're the ones using the term, but everybody uses the term, but it seems as if they don't really stand for human progress, they stand for regress.
Well, yeah, look at the ideals behind the progressive movement for climate change. It's all about stopping growth, stopping production, stopping human ingenuity, and so forth. And this goes to the point I was just making a minute earlier, Jerry, that what's the difference between democratic progressive, democratic socialist communist? They're all leading to the same end game, collectivism. They just do it at different speeds.
Boy, that's a good point. You know, and it's so sad. There's a story in the news as of the time of this recording, which is in early June in the year of our Lord. I love saying that, 2023. and that is this, that 200,000 cows in Ireland are slated to be slaughtered. And the reason why is to fight climate change. And I'll bet you, you know, I don't even believe in the premise, but that's a lot of, milk. That's a lot of meat to be gone, you know, et cetera. This just seems terrible to me.
It's funny you bring up that particular news story, because 2 hours ago on this same date that we're making this recording, I just wrote my commentary for the Washington Times about that very issue. It's evil, isn't it? Just destroying sources of food to so-called save the environment. It's ridiculous, and this is just the way of the left. They always bow down to their false god of environmentalism. And if you peel back the curtain, which you don't even have to peel it back that far, you can see it's not about pollution control, which I think we're all in favor of, right?
Yes.
It's about control of humanity. And it's the globalist and the elitist way of clamping freedoms on not just citizens of America, but ultimately citizens of the world.
Yeah, and that's really awful too. And the bottom line is the premise is totally in question. I mean, to me, as I understand it, so many of these things where the environmentalists have made all these different predictions, dire predictions and so forth, they have a track record of all these failed, doomsday scenarios, but because the media controls the narrative, we don't hear about that. We're not reminded about that. The hockey stick curve or whatever it was, I remember when Al Gore's movie came out, there was a response to it about a year later, the movie in Inconvenient Facts, and the response showed that the scientific things that he based it all on were totally questionable and not accepted, but again, the left controls the media, therefore they control the narrative.
Well, yeah, and cute and cuddly polar bears make such good PR for the climate change alarmist movement, right? Because that's what Al Gore did. He talked about polar bears dying and so forth. And the pictures at the time showed polar bears drifting away lonely on a small patch of ice, as if we're all supposed to forget that polar bears are great swimmers. But that's how these radicals on the left work. When I was growing up, I remember the catchphrase was acid rain. And they had people afraid to go outside in the rain because they thought their skin was going to get burned. They had people, when I was growing up, afraid to use the hairspray cans because it would supposedly poke holes in the ozone. And then, of course, we'd all die because that's the ultimate threat that these radical alarmists use in order to seize liberties, stop production and growth, and to control human activity.
Okay, we have about 2 or 3 minutes left. Onward, Christian soldiers. Why don't you just go ahead and wax eloquent? What would you like to see the Church of Jesus Christ, the individuals who are Christians, do in America to save America?
Quit being afraid and fight. And by fight, I mean just use your voice in your own particular area of influence, which may be very, very small or it may be very, very large. It doesn't matter, because when people of good moral character hear even one person speaking out the good moral truths that the left wants shut down, when they hear that being spoken on a public platform, it gives motivation and inspiration. People say, hey, I'm not alone in thinking this. Or they think, wow, someone else is saying exactly what I'm thinking, so maybe I'm not so crazy. There's a principle that if one person can speak out boldly and without fear and with God on their side, then other people will take motivation from that and join that cause. And I just think that God will do great wonders in this nation if just a few Christian soldiers get out there, a few more than are already out there, and add their voices to the mix.
One of the quotes in your book says, America plus God equals greatness.
Yes. That's exactly what it is, because the foundation of American exceptionalism is God-given liberties. And you can't have those individual liberties as coming from the Creator if you remove the Creator from that equation.
Isn't it interesting that the very document you're quoting there, the Declaration of Independence, it ends with a firm reliance on divine providence. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We have a 30-second concluding thought from you on that point, if you would.
I would say everybody should just read that Declaration of Independence again. It's a very short document. It will take you 5 minutes, and use that as your foundation to go forward about what this country was, is, and should always be.
Excellent. Cheryl Chumley, thank you so much for being with us. CherylChumley.com. I'm going to go ahead and spell that. C-H-E-R-Y-L, Cheryl. And then Chumley is spelled C-H-U-M-L-E-Y, again, .com. Cheryl, thank you again for being with us. Socialists don't sleep. Christians must rise, or America will fall. All the best, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.